Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everyone. I would like to welcome everyone to the Mothers and Families edition of the Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Queen Dar from Mothers and Families. And tonight we're going to recap on last Saturday's Summer Freedom 2016 Incarcerated Lives Matter rally. We want to discuss with everyone and give everybody some details and highlights of the rally that we hosted last week, along with the Free Alabama Movement and other organizations. And, you know, tonight we want everyone to kind of, you know, listen in to how things went and even call in or comment on, you know, what you're hearing tonight. We had a very productive rally. Very, very productive rally.
Dara.
Yes, ma'am.
No one is on.
Okay. No one's on. Oh, my goodness. And I'm just running my mouth.
Just run, and I'm just started calling your name.
I'm
Tasha,
sorry, I couldn't hear you till now.
Tasha.
I'm on.
Okay, yeah, I know you are. I'm talking to Tasha right now.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
okay.
on.
No, it's a mess. We got a mess mixed up with the time. So probably they're not going to start calling until 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they thought Dara is hour ahead of us. And see, when she
and
you
every,
were saying 8:15.
Yep. Right. Every time I said something, it's off by an hour. So, y'all,
yeah.
Mama Ray, you might have to set everything just so it stays on. Because when I said it, and last second on it, I even
but
seen
see, when,
7 o'clock.
When I was created, I had to go into location and put my location in because it kept giving me a 9 o'clock time frame.
Yeah,
oh,
but what
really
she will have to do,
that.
No, what you're going to have to do, what Dara will have to do is when she go in and create it, she have to use an Alabama creation as she's creating it from Alabama.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I'm
just,
saying.
Okay.
I had to go in and put Enterprise as
yeah.
my location because when I created it, it kept saying 9 o'clock, so I had to go back and go in location and do the Enterprise Alabama location.
That's because it's in
okay.
the U.S.
Because
so
even the where it is even Eastern Standard Time, right? Where
you
the,
are,
yeah.
but we're Central Standard, yeah. And where
okay.
this is coming
okay.
from is Eastern Time still. You're going to have to get
okay.
Fit at you, and you know, you can say Mobile, Montgomery, or anywhere.
Okay, so I'm
going
to have to
yeah.
go in and create, go in and do that. With, okay, I got you.
Yeah. Okay. yeah. So, yeah, I
wow.
think
okay. Okay, so should we wait and try it again at 8 o'clock, your time?
Well, what if people start calling in now? But see, you can't do that because, let me see, because see, you have to show, any time that you schedule a show, don't never schedule it for an hour. Always schedule it for 2 hours, even if you don't do but an hour. But always do 2 hours.
Okay.
And so then that way, so that, I went in there and changed the time on that. So I may have to go back and redo it again. But it doesn't matter because I scheduled it for 2 hours.
You scheduled it for 2 hours? Okay.
So if they start calling
okay.
in at 8 o'clock, then you still have an hour until 9 o'clock to finish the show.
Okay, okay.
But you always schedule for 2 hours. Don't ever do 60 minutes.
Okay. Wow, should I stay in the host queue? Because I know that if I try to, is it going to let me back in?
Oh, yeah, it'll,
yeah, it'll let
in.
You back in.
Okay.
Only one person can be in the whole queue at one time.
Okay.
But I hate for you to leave out of the whole queue and then they start calling. But don't look like anybody going to start calling anyway.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But if we, well, you got something else to do, you can go ahead and do it and we can just leave it up. I just won't shut mine down. And
okay,
we'll,
well, I mean.
You can leave yours up. You don't have to shut it down.
I'm gonna brush. Come on now. I'm in my car. I'm trying to get back home because my daughter threw me off on my schedule, and if she don't hurry up and get out this car, I might run her over. She just don't know.
Let me see some back episodes. Okay, it's probably going to let me change it now anyway because we already on our time.
Yeah, I'm so dang going to sleep.
Me too. I'm two kinds of sleepy. I just got out the swimming pool and everything. So I can see what's going on, make sure everything is good. Whew. I had to put the kids out the pool early and they act like they didn't want to get out. I said, look, y'all need to go home. Let's go.
Well, I had to be to work at 4:30 this morning.
Oh, you're supposed to be asleep.
Had to be there at 4:30. How was I supposed to be asleep? I just got off at 6:30.
Wow. Now I can't go in and change the time that it's done started. So we just have to wait until
Yeah. We got about six appointments that last day was work today until like the 23rd. So.
And you work at a production plant, don't you?
Yeah.
So you said they're going to shut down?
The Koreans going home. They're taking vacation and going home, so they shut the plant down.
What kind of production plant is it?
Automotive.
Oh, okay. Are they not here? Did you go knock on the door?
You're going to have to mute your phone if you're going to start that yawning.
That's okay.
You're going to have a whole lot of yawning.
I can't help it.
Okay.
And I hit that hot shower, too. You say you heard from Nikki?
Nope.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. Anybody heard from Nikki?
She's been on Facebook and stuff, so I guess she's okay. And then when I was calling, she wouldn't answer the call, and she ain't returned it up. But she on Facebook, so assuming that she's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, we can do all conference calls like this.
That is it recording us though?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard from Son?
No, I've been trying to call him, but it's going to voicemail. He rang. It was ringing, then it's going to voicemail.
Nay!
Dar, you heard from Kinetic?
I'm sorry. I texted him. What was that? No, I didn't text him today. That was yesterday. Nope.
I'm taking these out.
Okay. Here. Or do you need it?
No.
Okay, bye.
Whew.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, ladies, just so y'all know, I'm hustling on this getting these mothers and families things in. I'm going to put the guys to work. I told them I ain't trying to hear no excuses. I don't take excuses from men. So told them they need to be snatching up a couple of their partners in there, and I need some numbers and addresses so we can go ahead and get these flyers up in there. And so they're shooting me people who are willing to get our mothers and families flyers up in there, and I'm going to test out a couple to see if they get them. So if they get up in there, because I drafted a cover letter, and I'm going to email y'all the cover letter so y'all see what it's saying. But I'm going to try to push that because we want to try to get. Remember, I had discussed trying to get the mothers and families flyers up in the up in the inside by any way I can get it?
Okay, there's address that I'm going to send. Do you have any flyers, anything? What kind of flyers? You're talking about what we do and all of that?
Yeah, the little brochure, whatever. Anything with mothers and families for them to get them to call their people or, you know, something. If they mail a letter, they can put that in the letter with their letter or something to get their people to come on through.
Okay, we'll talk about that on our conference call because Ron just called in. So let's just let him know what's going on.
Okay.
So he won't be holding on thinking, but he don't hear nothing. So go ahead and click him in, Dara, and let him know what's going on.
Okay, how do I do that?
Just click on the microphone.
Oh, you know what? I'm not up in the studio.
Oh, that's right. I do it. Okay.
Okay.
He's in.
Okay, I'm gonna get offended. What's going on?
There seems to be some technical difficulty.
Okay, no problem. What's the technical difficulty?
So, look like it's gonna be a probably what they say. It look like it's gonna be around about 8 o'clock before they can get it fixed. So if you want to call back at 8 o'clock, you can.
Oh, hey, no, you know I gotta go to Ramadan. I'm gonna be gone at 8.
Well, darn.
I gotta go break my fast. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Ramadan don't stop until the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So right now we can't do nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand that. I'll click in as soon as I get back, but we're not gonna leave out till about 7:55.
Okay, we'll just check back in.
All right, then. All right.
Okay.
All right, see y'all.
Okay, who is that 8246?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. It may be one of the ladies that I had told to call in. Let me click her in and let her know.
Okay.
Oh, that's me. What did I do, hang up?
Yeah, this was Brother Creed. I was calling in and listening to the show.
Who is this?
Brother Creed.
Right now, we're having some technical difficulties, and I think it's probably going to be, we're going to just go ahead and change the time if you can call back at 8 o'clock, and we may have everything worked out by then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you call back at 8, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, this is what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to shoot out this group text, tell everybody, 8 o'clock.
Did you get that phone number, Tasha?
Mm-mm.
You don't get numbers. Trying to get you some Z's, ain't you, girl?
Huh?
Trying to get you some Z's, ain't you?
No, I'm just laying here staring at the wall.
I got it still on my phone up here.
Stomach is touching my back.
What is that cracking noise I hear?
That's me texting. I'm sorry. I'm trying to let them know that we're going to start at 8.
Okay, hold on a second. No.
I gotta call Kinetic and make sure he's okay. It ain't like him not to call me. Well, his brother getting ready to get married in 2 weeks.
What, the one that was with you?
Yeah.
They look like twins.
Huh?
Oh, you don't think
they look like twins?
I don't think so.
You know, you said you don't think so? They look just like the fish.
Most people can't tell their brothers until you know you really know their last name.
Yeah, not by picture, they don't look alike.
Okay. Now, him and his oldest brother look alike.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby don't look like neither one of them.
Oh, goodness.
This is too much.
Let me go ahead and get this called in.
Let me go ahead and look at
how to, I know how to set the show, but I got to look in and see where you was talking about Kamaria on how to change the location.
Mm-hmm. We have to touch location.
Okay. To me too, when I set the event on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It says everything according to my time frame, you know, my time zone. Then I got to go back in and change it. But for some reason or another, last night when I went and checked it, I said, let me go in and just check it. That daggone thing said 11 o'clock. And I'm like, now, how does it get to 11 o'clock? It really threw me off, and I kept trying to fix it.
I wonder why
I
started
fixed.
Doing that, though, because normally when I do it, when I put in 7 o'clock, it goes straight to 7 o'clock. I wonder when it start doing that.
I don't know. Did anybody see the one where it said 11 o'clock? Or I might have deleted it before anybody could catch it, but when I went back in, it kept saying on my timeline, Blog Talk Radio, from 9 to 11 or something like that. I was like, what? Or did it say something about 11? And I was like, that's not right. So I deleted it. I went back and edited the post on Blog Talk Radio, and it still just wouldn't come out right. Feeling like it. Fall asleep on the show. Has anybody else called in? y'all driving like y'all driving me crazy. Come on. Kamaria?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I went down here by myself.
No, I got my phone muted.
Oh, okay. Come on, lady. What, you need a flash or signal to go? Damn.
Oh, man, I can't try.
Still on? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I see you still on, but y'all quiet. I wasn't saying that. I thought Tasha done fell asleep.
Not yet. I'm going to try to stay woke till 9.
Well, I just gone to sleep. Should I miss my phone? Oh, yes, we got to get the phone. This is a trip. Y'all see, let me, oh no, I ain't gotta do that. Go get my tablet.
But nobody else has called in, right?
Right. Thank you.
still on.
Yeah, you still on.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you snoring, Tasha.
It's so quiet. Oh, I had my phone muted.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I did those off, though.
Oh. Maybe I'll go tomorrow, then.
Huh?
You gotta go tomorrow?
Yes, I do. It's just 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
But I'll probably be off by lunchtime tomorrow. Told my supervisor, I don't even want all this overtime. I don't know why y'all keep giving it to me.
Because you keep taking it.
We don't have no choice. They keep giving it to me. I can't tell them no, but then they'll,
oh.
I get rolled up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's mandatory overtime.
Yeah, it's mandatory.
Oh.
Everybody else get off at 2:30 and 3 o'clock. We have to stay and play catch up.
Mm-hmm.
My granny came home today.
Where she been?
Glad to see you. Huh?
Where she been?
Niagara Falls.
Huh?
Niagara Falls.
Damn, that woman be on it, don't she?
This is the second time in 3 weeks she done been.
My goodness. I ain't mad at her.
Well, next week could be in Tennessee all week.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Enjoy her life.
Get ready to get married.
She got it going on.
Get ready to get married. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she want to get married again. She's 75.
And
my husband thing is doing what they're doing.
What's the age gap for her to get married?
Being
don't
sneaky.
Be hating. Don't be hating.
I ain't hating.
I'm glad I got a man and you don't.
be glad when my time comes.
That's what I'm talking about, shit. Glad I'm married and you.
Oh, excuse me, ladies. How much more time we got left? About 15 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all on hold for a second because I'm dealing with another situation with my oldest son. Can I? I'm not going to click off. I'm just going to click over.
Okay.
All right.
She hung up.
Did she?
Yeah, she said she was clicking over, but she hung up.
So did.
Let her share call back. Yeah. Yep. We probably just should have kept for this show instead of sitting up there holding the phones for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Now we done told some people to call back at 8. We got to wait. But ain't that many people call. Shoot, she might as well cut that show to 30 minutes.
I was just sent out a page. I'm going to tell her I just sent a page out until everybody to show in camp. Well, we've been holding on this long. We might as well hold on.
Oh, it let me back in.
Yeah, you can always come back in. Table one person call into the host queue at one time, so we're not in the host queue.
Okay. I didn't even mean to click myself off.
Which, I don't know why we should have just went on and canceled.
Well, I'm telling you, because my oldest son, oh my goodness, I swear you do everything you can as a mother as they're growing up. But when they get older, man, listen.
Dog.
Hmm? Yes, ma'am.
I'll be 5 in August. So I already know I got 3 grown kids. So I already know how they are. So you ain't even got to tell me.
Man.
And then the grandson here.
I feel like jumping on 75. I promise my son do not want me to roll down on him, cause I'm gonna stop a mud hole in him. Oh my goodness! I was trying not to go to Cincinnati till Wednesday, but he gonna have me pull up on his ass ASAP.
Oh, where is he at?
He's in Cincinnati. My 3 oldest kids are in Cincinnati, and they stay with my. They stay with my mom because I got, you know, my daughter, she's coming back here to go to school. My other son, he's in school, and he's a medical assistant. My oldest son, he just on a bum status right now. It got me so heated because the thing about it is it wasn't like his father wasn't, you know, me and his father co-parented with him and his brother. It ain't like he got a reason to say, well, my dad wasn't around and this, that, and the other. He's just being a lazy bum, and it's just pissing me the hell off. My daughter just called me going, oh, she finna ride down on him in the neighborhood, and that's the last thing he needed, his sister to ride down on him because she acts a fool. And I'm just sick of the whole thing with him. I tried to bring him with me, and he didn't, you know, and he's too smart. When I say my son is stupid smart, he's stupid and smart at the same time. And I mean, he's going on 21, you know, and I don't want to just throw my hands up, but golly.
All the
smart
ones are stupid smart. Look at Melvin, Kinetic, Dodger, Rob. Look how smart they are.
Hard-headed as hell. Don't make no sense. And there's a bunch of Joe Rockheads for no reason at a young age. And my goodness. I'm trying to tell you, between my oldest son and my youngest son, they're going to put me in the early grade. At least my youngest son, I'm still working with him. The situation with him is getting better. You know, but he went through years of abuse with his father. But my oldest son, he ain't got no excuse. No excuse. None whatsoever. His dad wasn't no bum. He was a good man. He still worked the same job he had since I was pregnant with my son. That's 20-something years. Are you serious? I know it don't. Oh, I'm trying to. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to tell you. Somebody please take the wheel. Drive me up out of here. I need to go buy me an island and just go flop my ass down on it. Be done with the whole thing. I don't know. It'll give me a peace of mind for the moment.
That's what you think.
That's what I think. I know. They'll call me on the island getting on my nerves.
We got problems on the island, too.
Yeah, I know. my son. And he just went from, I don't know, sugar to shit, all-star athlete, all-state, all of that. Now he all bum. Why?
Because he's a child. He's a young man. I mean, he's not exempt, you know. There's no perfect kids out here, none of them.
I know.
If anybody says they got one that's perfect, they're telling a lie. They just didn't get caught up, that's all.
Mm-hmm. That's all. They slid under the radar.
So, I mean, yours ain't no better than mine. Mine ain't no better than yours. They all fall in this, just, you know, get out there in the streets and you can't tell them nothing. They think they know it all.
You'd be doing good if you get them out of high school these days.
But most of the time, the best kids that really make it, some of them that really make it, are the ones that's in the project and, you know, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that they're not going to do nothing and they ain't about, you know, those the ones that had a hard time, they never had nothing, you know, and out there struggling trying to make it. Those are the ones that do good, real good.
Mm-hmm. Then the spoiled brats be the ones that be clowning on you.
Yeah, because they had it too easy. You give them too much.
Yep.
They had it made.
Mistake number one, I'm trying to tell you. I can't really. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
We try to do everything we can, I promise, and it just don't seem like it's ever enough. We got, what, 7 more minutes?
Y'all ain't called my name or nothing, did you?
Which you nodded out. I feel like we standing in line at the amusement park trying to get on the ride. Man, this is
fun. I feel like I'm standing in line at Walmart.
Okay, wait a minute. What you said right there at Walmart, I mean to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm just standing.
We're going to have to put a
pole. I don't
know
what I'm at. I'm just standing.
Sorry, that's
a pole.
How many rolls did you say that was for 5-something?
4 rolls. Angel saw for $5.
I went in there and got 48 rolls.
I know that's right. That's what I did. Really?
Because they had it in the wrong spot.
Okay.
They had it in the wrong place.
Okay.
So I said, shit, that's all right. I'm going back tomorrow to see if I can get some more.
Okay, I know that's right. About to have me swinging up there in a minute. Oh, my gosh.
I don't feel like cooking. I ain't cooked. I went in there and got some wings today. They weren't fresh, so I called them, and they told me to bring them back. I meant that I didn't have to bring them back. I didn't get my money back.
Somebody going to have to cook for me tonight because I just don't even have the strength anymore. I'm tired. I've been yelling at the kids all day.
And I cooked last night before me and the kids left to go to the little function. And then they fed them when we got to the little thing. So didn't nobody eat. So I just took my stuff and put it in the refrigerator and told them, well, that's what y'all heat up and eat tonight.
I know, that's right. A reheat. A repeat reheat. Y'all all right?
Oh, shit, I'm good for that.
I called myself going to Popeye's on the way in, but it was wrapped around the building, so it was over for that.
Well, I put me a chicken in the crock pot with some Italian dressing.
Right?
And let it cook. And then some yellow rice.
Yeah, I love yellow rice. I like it with black beans, too.
And string beans. So that's what y'all eat tonight, because I'm not cooking. I ain't even able to cook.
I know they're going to like, I thought you said we was getting Popeyes. Okay, well, y'all feel like standing in the line for a whole hour in the drive-thru, go ahead and do your thing, because I'm not going to sit there no hour waiting on somebody to hand me some chicken out the window.
Yeah, we should just cancel this show.
Yeah. Well, it's almost 8 o'clock. And anybody start calling in at 8:05, we're going to cancel this.
All right.
No, we might as well stay on here at 9 o'clock. We're going to stay this long.
Exactly.
You're crazy.
I'm just tripping.
Your ass would be the first one to start snoring.
I was about to say, Kamaria, you're
right.
To make it past the five after. We're going to be like, Kamaria.
You is right. You is right.
And I've heard that happen.
Taking all I can now.
I done been on a blog show and somebody fell asleep and was snoring on the show. I say, ain't that about nothing? You know they was tired. You go live on the air snoring.
That happened with one of our shows, didn't it, Mama Ray?
Oh, sure did. Yeah.
Okay, show was starting 50 seconds.
Are we really going to do a whole hour? Golly.
We might not even have to do nothing. It's
8
o'clock now, almost.
You'll do a whole hour. I know I won't.
We may not have to do nothing.
I know.
I might not make it a whole hour. As much as I talk, I don't even think I got an hour in me to talk.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. I could talk about the rally, but I don't know if I got an hour worth of rally talk, for real.
Y'all want to go ahead and cancel it?
Because
both of y'all are tired.
So
what if they start calling in at 8 o'clock? especially FAM fans, you know, that's all we need.
They've been MIA all day.
Well, what if somebody gets stabbed
at that
hip and then they die?
What
was that at the other day?
Elmore.
In Elmore,
oh,
they
said
he died.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, we messed this up with the time, so we just.
I need to find out what's going on with Dachi now. Don't nobody know, though.
Well, one thing about it, if it was real, that, you know, what's off and where it was, somebody was going to say it was.
What you say now?
I said, if it was real bad, you know, I know it's bad, but if it was worse than what we know, somebody would have done said. They done close to something, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, Melvin would have done told us something, or.
I was going to say, he's close enough to him, isn't he? To be able to find out something, right? I don't know how big Donaldson is or whatever.
That don't mean that they're not in the same block.
Oh, okay.
You could be over in another building, you know, across some or something like that.
Oh, my gosh, my stomach is touching my back.
Okay, lady, it's 802. I don't think nobody will call. What you all think?
Yeah, it is 802, isn't it?
Let's reschedule for next week. What day next week?
It doesn't matter, Mama Ray.
Somebody call. Whose number is that? I know that number. Wait a minute. That's Leanne I'm calling, though.
Oh, man. Leanne. Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
We had a mix-up with the time, so...
I know. I figured you probably did since you might be in different time zone, but you're not.
Yeah, that's what happened at different time zone would mess us up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I am ready to hear what you ladies have to say, and let's see what we can do about this.
We may just have to reschedule it.
Why is that?
Well, because of the mix-up and no one is calling in, and mm-hmm. everybody probably got confused on the time.
Oh. Yeah. I'm in a different time. I'm in a different time zone from everyone else. I'm in Eastern Standard Time, and so when I set the show, it got set according to Eastern Standard Time, and it threw everybody off. And when we tried to fix it, it just wasn't in enough time. So.
It wasn't enough time fix, was it?
Well,
I hear you. Well, I'll do whatever we have to do. As far as, you know.
Well, you know, we really appreciate you, Lynn, and we really need you, and we're glad that you're coming along with us because we need your help.
Well, I need y'all's help, too.
Well, as a matter of fact, y'all need each other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of all this, you know, what I've been reading on the internet is that sentencing people with this, you know, three-time felonies, but they're leaving the ones that have been sentenced in there and not letting them out. Now, what's the
mm-hmm.
big deal on that?
That's the same problem they had in Mississippi. They repealed the law, but then those who fell under the old law have to stay under the old law, and that's not right.
No, it's not right.
Not right.
Especially if they have not committed a heinous crime, and they've served, like my brother, 28 years. I mean, that's plenty of time to serve. He's almost, he'll be 60 his birthday.
Oh, my God.
He needs medical attention. He needs surgery on his back. And they're not doing anything but giving him drugs. And that's the reason why he's in there is because of the narcotics.
So it's
a catch-22 as far as I'm concerned because he needs medical attention. And his biggest wish is to not die in that place. Because it's
how much time did they give him?
Life,
yeah, life,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's time. He needs to get out. He is praying for time served and being released if this law ever can get changed. And I pray for the same thing.
Don't we all, so, you know, end of the day.
That's what you
28
know.
28 years.
28 years is a long time.
It is
a long time. And he has been an exemplary prisoner. He has done everything for the prison system. He is a very intelligent man. He's an artist. He's a electrical engineering degree.
Mm.
He's very intelligent. But drugs took him in the wrong direction is the reason why he's where he's at today. And I just want to see my brother. I want to see my brother have a few years out of that place before he dies.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's gone. My father has Alzheimer's, so he has absolutely no idea what's going on. So I'm the only person he's got. My other brothers are just as bad a shape as him, but they're outside, and they didn't fall into that three-time loser thing. They have skirted their way around it, but they've been in trouble their whole life. And one, my youngest, has been in and out of jail all his life because of drugs and alcohol. So it's you know, a sickness in this family. I'm the only one that escaped it. And that's because I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we gotta push that petition that we gotta have going. We gotta get it going.
I signed it, but I don't, you know, how can I, you know, I can work on getting more signatures if that's what we need.
So if we each have a copy, what if we each had a copy and just took it around and just went on ahead? I mean, can we do it like that, right?
Yeah, that's what we need, yeah.
Well, okay. If you can get me a copy of it, I can be getting signatures and I can sell T-shirts and help raise money, whatever we need to do.
Right.
I've got some people that I've been talking to that are willing to help me in this little community that I live in. So,
What part of Alabama are you in, Leanne?
I'm in Blount County. It's called Oneonta.
Oh, wow.
Backward community.
I have to go through that when I was going to St. Clair.
What's the name of the town?
Oneonta. All right, that's what I'm... Oneonta. Wow.
Yeah,
Is it run off 20, the Interstate 20? I've never heard of
that. No. Highway 75.
I have never heard of that.
No, Highway 75 and Highway 231 that goes from Huntsville. Highway
right.
231 goes straight through Oneonta, and 75 goes straight through Oneonta. It's a real backward little community we've got. It's just one of the poorest counties in Alabama.
But they got an airport, so they ain't too bad.
Huh?
Huh?
They got an airport.
Yeah, they have a little small airport.
Yeah, they have an airport.
Like Enterprise got
a pretty nice airport now. I've got an aunt that lives in Enterprise, and they do a lot of work down there on airplanes.
Oh, wow.
Where
does she work at?
Well, my aunt, she's 89 years old. She's retired a long time ago. But my uncle worked down there at one of the, I don't know what it was called. It was one of the airplane places down there that they built and did work on airplanes.
I'm trying to figure out because I stay in Enterprise.
You live in Enterprise?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called. It's one of the, I don't think it's a government, but it's a private owned company. But they do work for the government, the airplane.
Oh, okay. So, I can't think of the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
It may be Boeing or
It's right here off the main highway.
Yeah.
It's right here off the main highway, like going into Troy.
Yeah.
Headed towards Montgomery.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where my aunt lives, and my mother's sister, oldest sister.
Mm.
And but me and my dad are the only ones left that we even keep in contact with each other. My other two brothers, they don't have anything to do with each other or us.
Mm.
because of their antics. They're not good people.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother in prison, Chuck, has only me. And since my mother's death, it's been 10 years, I've been his only outside contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been supporting him, and I'm the only person that will visit. So he doesn't get to see many people. My dad got really bad after, I think it's been 5 years or so since we've been down there, I can't really travel with him alone because I know you know how Alzheimer's patients are. They kind of wander off. And when we'd stop to go to the restroom, I would lose him, and I'm afraid to take him anywhere by myself.
Wow.
So it's one of those situations. Do what you can do.
That's it.
Well, why don't you? Is it Mother Ray?
Yes.
Is that your last name, Ray?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't I text you my address? And you can get me a copy of the petition. Do you have the copy of the petition?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. And if you want to, you can let me know when you're coming through on him. And you can put
I don't have to come through that now because he's not at St. Clair anymore.
That's right.
Donaldson's is
in Bessemer. It's not that far. I can meet you in Birmingham. I work in Trustful.
Trustful. Yeah.
Trustful's just right outside of Birmingham.
I could get you some in the mail. I could get you copies in the mail. Myself, Tasha, either one of us, we'll get you. Make sure you get a copy.
Well, and if you can get me some T-shirts, I can sell them.
Okay.
If you want me to, just send me the T-shirts. I'll send you the money for them, and then I'll sell them.
Okay, we'll work that out then. We'll work it. And we'll get busy. I said, we can do that.
Okay. All right, I'll text you my address.
Okay.
And we can get started like that, I guess.
Sounds good.
And
we'll
be out.
I'm sorry.
I didn't understand you.
And I was asking Tosh and Darla. Sounds good to me. What about you all?
That's fine.
I'm sorry, I missed what happened just briefly because I had to take a call. What happened just real quick? This kid's driving.
You don't need to know. We'll talk about that later. We need to go and end this call so I can go to bed.
Okay, good night, girl. Okay, bye, girl.
No.
Okay.
All right, well, y'all let me know when we're going to do it again, okay?
Okay. We're
all right.
I'll text
you,
Leanne,
when we get ready to our conference call.
Okay. Okay,
well,
I'll send you my address.
Good night,
ladies. Thanks for
all
the help.
Good night, Kamaria. Take your butt to bed.
Good night.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.